I got three in case we needed extras.
I got two.
I got one that's obscure
Okay,
and two
fine.
that are not.
Fair enough.
Number between 1 and 136.
Hey, you know what? That's the topic for today. The answer is one.
53.
If we're going with one, it's a textbook.
It's textbook.
If we're going with 53, it is a self-help book.
Perfect. That's what we all want.
I don't think I can find a quiz on the self-help book.
That would be ridiculous.
Hello and welcome to the Villains Talk Show podcast.
No, you're welcome to the Villains Talk Show and podcast.
I am one of your hosts, C4. That was the Greasy Boy. And here is the Viking with a face. Oh my God. And
I don't
lighting?
have a face. What are you talking about?
A face and lighting? Oh,
But you have
nice.
a
I have a
face?
face. And my lighting can change. Look, now it's green.
What's with
Ooh.
everyone in these fancy changing lightings? My lighting doesn't change. Oh my God, everyone has a face today.
I can turn it off if you really want.
No, no, no.
If you're going
It's
to complain that much.
I'm not complaining. I'm so happy, actually.
Okay, I'll turn it off. Don't worry. Don't,
My
I need
fancy
it.
lighting is just a smart light bulb that can change colors.
That's still
But it's
cool too,
fun.
but it's
it's
not
making
on.
me happy.
That's still pretty awesome. I'll take it.
Good, because you have no choice. I'll make you.
Hello and welcome to the Villains Talk Show podcast. If you're listening online, hello. If you're listening live, hello, and other things. Thanks to our
Yeah.
Patreons, Rushala and For the Wheel. And today, topic, the answer is one. It has nothing
No,
to.
the answer is 36.
No, the topic's
This
something
is
different.
you. Don't be ridiculous.
But the reason I made the topic
No,
the
you're right.
answer
It's
is one
16.
is because we're going to talk about something first that's hot topic right now. And
We are?
maybe, yeah, because this is hot on
The answer
everyone's
is
mind.
16.
You did not tell us this.
No, I know exactly what we're on about now.
No, do you?
The answer is 16.
What we're actually doing is all of us read, and out there in the podcast
We
universe,
do.
I'm sure people are listening. And so what we're going to do is, the way I understood it, at least this is how I did it, so if everyone else did understood it differently, it'll just make it more fun. But I understood it that we pick two pieces or a couple pieces of literature and look up quizzes on them.
I mean, it
And
didn't have to be books.
but
No, they had to be books.
It did not. I specified that.
I have an English degree, so I decided rather than do that, I pulled up some old I pulled up a bunch of books. I chose books that I studied, and instead of looking up quizzes, I looked up quiz questions we would ask, and we would have to debate in the class and get graded on it.
Okay, so you did not follow the instructions at all.
I did. It's a quiz, but the way we would quick quizzed is we would ask questions and we have to debate them.
Sure.
It's more fun. It encourages debate
All right.
rather than multiple choice. Don't know why I
Multiple
said it like
choices.
that.
Fun.
But that being said, on an unrelated note, that just so happened to be related, that is the topic, is if you're on Twitter at all,
No,
on trending,
not even a little.
on trending, well, I am. On trending, there's this stupid
Good for
math
you.
quest. There's this stupid math question, and
Oh my
since
goodness, no.
the Viking is our resident math, I sent it to her, and I was like, the answer's one, and she's like, and everyone says the answer's
No, the
16,
answer is the question is stupid.
and that's the true answer, but like, everyone's debating on whether the answer's one or 16, and it's kind of fucking hilarious, and
It's 16.
the elusive
It is
gentleman who's at work right now and
just
hopefully he's
so.
listening, he is fighting to death for the incorrect answer of 16. So
16 is the correct answer. It's just that one is also the incorrect, so, or is also the correct answer. The question is incorrect.
As a way to spurn him a little, as I see a message saying, damn you. It says that today's topic is the answer is one.
Oh my goodness.
We're villains here, so it's all good.
Question is 20 divided by 5, and then in brackets 2 times 2. However, it's all written horizontally instead of vertically. So it's impossible to tell if it's 20 divided by 5 and then separately, like multiplied by 2 times 2, in which case it's 16. Or if it's 20 divided by 5 times 2 times 2, in which case it's 1.
I love the hand signals, and all. If I wasn't listening, all I would have accepted is you're like taking Lego blocks and just putting them on top of each other.
Thank you. That's what I do, literally. For a living.
Kitty!
Yes.
But today's actual topic, we're basically talking about books. One of my favorite topics. We all love to read. I don't know, how do we want to do this? Do we want to reveal what books that we've chosen and then go around and do our various quizzing, testing, / questioning?
I'd say we start with your weirdness.
Or do we want to do it all at once? Okay.
Why don't we each do, like, we'll do a round. We'll each do one. And then if we have more time, because we each picked more than one, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can do a second.
I found my third.
Nice. I also have three.
I could probably get three. I just need to look over at the old bookcase.
We should, that's if you're wrong, we should just make sure that we keep a time limit on yours so that we don't run out of time.
Oh, I have the 5 time here in front of me, so I can keep a watch at all times.
Lovely.
Get it? All
times. Wait, you have a watch?
Oh, kitty, yeah, why?
Yes.
Does your watch, like, function as a belt?
I love you, buddy.
No, it does not.
You really should.
Because then it would be a waste of time.
Oh!
Ow! You're stabbing me in the throat.
And with that, I will start. So, first book I picked is a classic. One you will learn sometimes later in high school, depending on the high school you're at, or sometimes in your first or second year's university. Depending on what you take and what path, you'll either do a really in-depth look into this book, or you'll only get a surface-level look. But it's considered almost essential reading in English programs once you start going into them. And so my first book is Heart of Darkness.
Oh, that was my third guess.
Joseph Conrad.
I'll be honest, I thought you were going to say 1984 by George Orwell.
No. So, the question in front of me is one of the most prudent questions in the entire book. And to refresh my co-host memories, in case they haven't read The Heart of Darkness in a while, or
not even lately, never,
aren't familiar with the story. Heart of Darkness is a short novella centered around Marlowe. Marlowe is an assassin, ex-military, who is sent by an ivory company into the heart of the Congo. A rogue ivory trader named Kurtz has gone rogue. The thing was, he had gone rogue years earlier, but because the ivory that was coming in was so much, the company never said anything. But now the ivory has stopped flowing. And so this is why Marlowe goes in. And as he goes, he describes what he's seeing and eventually goes and meets Kurtz. And one of the most infamous lines that Mr. Kurtz says is, "We are the hollow men. We are the dead men." And he has this whole poem, which both my co-hosts can look up. It's called The Hollow Men. And says it in the book, very infamous poem. And the question is, who are the Hollow Men? Now, to preface this, throughout the book, Marlowe sees Africans treated savagely. Sees them get their arms and cut off and your hands cut off and being whipped. But he never describes the colonizers as barbaric. He describes them as domineering, as essentially as a force of change. While he always describes the Africans, the local Africans, as savage. But the Africans never perform a savage act. All their acts are of kindness, while all the dark acts are committed by the colonizers. So, the question becomes, who are the Hollow Men? The Africans that refuse to rise up and defend themselves because they have been broken, so they are hollow? Or the colonizers who, in one hand, come saying that they're going to bring change and all this good stuff, but in the end, they just destroy what established anything there is in the Congo?
Absolutely, the colonizers.
I could see being spiritually and morally empty, and that they're no value, and making life meaningless.
So let's start.
Lost violent souls.
So let's keep going with that, and then we'll come back to Viking's point. So, what do you mean by no souls? Go.
I didn't say no souls. I said lost the violent souls. They had no values.
I also don't think
which would be considering
that point, because we said the same thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
So you follow the same idea?
Me? Yeah.
Because the idea is there also could be you could also argue, which is what I argued, is that both are the Hollow Men. The poem is actually reflective of both the Africans and the colonizers. How colonizing hollows both of them. Where London, where Marlowe is from, and he looks back at his time in civilized society, in peace, he also notices the same level of peace and equates it to London when he's in Kurtz's camp. And Kurtz's camp, Kurtz and this one other person are the only colonizers there. It's all ran by Africans. And so the idea, I would argue, that in the book, the Hollow Men poem that Kurtz states is actually reflective of both. It's meant to invoke that colonizing turns the colonizer into a monster and hollows out their soul, while the colonized lose their soul because they're beaten into a submission. It's a mutual hollowing. Any thoughts on that?
Sounds cool.
All right. Well, let's move to the Viking then.
What about me?
Well, let's just move to your book then. That's all I have.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I found a quiz online. This is going to be a very different tone than yours, but I will send you guys the link to the quiz, and we can all take it at the same time.
Are you saying this is now for something completely different?
What?
You mean what we had planned originally? Yeah.
Now for something completely different. Only problem is it's going to have to...
In the general topics.
It's almost better to just narrate it so we can... Dialogue, but I will...
Well, yes, we can narrate it, but also... You guys can also take the quiz then.
Where is it? General topics.
You know, and then you also have it in front of your faces, and that makes things easier. At least for me, it does. All right. So I was trying to think of something that I knew reasonably well that our greasy boy there wouldn't, because I think we share a lot of the same interests. And the thing that I came up with was a series of books called the Selection Series. I picked them up years ago because they had a girl in a pretty dress on the front cover, and that seemed like fun to me. So, we're going to do a quiz on it. The last time I read it was in French, so let's see how much I picked up.
Oh no, the quiz is in French.
The quiz is not in French. The quiz is in English.
Who is American singer?
Who is America singer? Yes, she is the main character, or she is the main character's best friend. Are our options?
Next question.
I chose.
What American cast before the selection?
No, you need to actually read words. What is America's cast? She's a person. Before the selection, and what was her profession?
Okay.
Our answers here are America was 5 and her profession was music, or she was 2 and she was an athlete. So this is a
what cast. What is a cast?
It's a caste-based society that assigns people castes based on what their profession is. Who does she marry, Aspen or Maxon?
You know, I think I know exactly who this is.
What?
Yeah, I know exactly what this book is about.
Oh, that's exciting. Our next question is, how many times does Marley get caned? We have 15 or 21.
It's going to be 20.
Then we then have, what was the name of Natalie?
What? I gotta send pictures of this for proof.
Did you just rush through the entire thing without us?
Yeah.
Without actually reading it out loud?
And I got 10 out of 12.
That is the spirit of the
game.
And
I got 10 out of 12.
I got good for you.
You keep going. Keep talking. I gotta send, you guys keep going.
Okay. Well, what was the name of Natalie's sister? Lacey or Macy? What is Maxon's hobby? Photography, painting, or cheerleading? What was Aspen's cast at the start of the first book? Who does Maxon almost choose? We have Chris Amber, America Singer, or Elise Wisks. How does America become friends with Celeste? Talked to Celeste when she was crying in a library. She was never friends with her. She became friends with Celeste after Celeste's mother was murdered. Why did Elise last so long in the selection? Maxon loved her. Maxon wanted her to stay, or she had ties in New Asia. We've got, what was the names of America's maids? Anne, Mary, and Lucy, Jade, Anne, and Mackenzie, or Lucy, Paige, and Mary? And the last question is, thanks for taking my quiz.
Neat.
What did you get?
I'm glad you did so well.
What did you get, Greasy Boy?
10 out of 12.
Most of them are fairly leading questions, I'll be honest.
I think the last one was the hardest question, because I said it wasn't fun, and that's what I got wrong.
The real question is, after taking that quiz, what do you think this story is about?
It sounds like The Hunger Games.
So it sounds like a girl that obviously she gets caned, so it's probably set in the 1800s or early 1900s. Very much a coming-of-age story, probably set in a schoolhouse era. What else I got is that's pretty much the gist. It sounds like the problem may be stemmed. No, I didn't really get the idea of what the probably just struggle from what the idea is. Someone signed of the old escape arc, where they're trying to escape their old life into a new one.
Okay. Greasy Boy, what did you say you thought it was about?
It just sounds like Hunger Games to me.
Any other ideas?
A caste-based society based off of a old-style regime that is no longer in place but still followed. And sorry, I'm just trying to read this synopsis off the page right now.
But also, you are much more right.
Yeah, no, I had no, I was just guessing.
Yeah, so it's sort of if you took like The Bachelorette, no, The Bachelor, and combined it with The Hunger Games, the prince of the country has a competition for his wife, and it's a tradition in the country. And they have this weird caste-based society where, like, your job determines where you fall in it. And the main character is named America, because this country used to be America and is very much not now. And it kind of just follows her going through this process of the prince, like, slowly narrowing down the list until he picks her and she becomes the queen. By a very narrow margin. There's also a lot more going on, but, you know, it's the main gist of it. It's fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good job, Gracie boy, untying me. That was fun. Okay, Greasy Boy's turn then, I guess.
Yes. So, I know a lot of us enjoy, like, comic book shows and all that. So, I went off of a comic book series that was based off a comic book.
Comic book based off a comic book?
No, a series that was based off the comic book and looking at the comic books.
Wait, the series came first or the comic book came first?
The comic book came first.
So the comic book, so series based off the comic book.
It was it raised in popularity more recently because of an Amazon series. We're looking at Invincible.
Oh, I know nothing about that.
Yeah.
Good luck. I've read it.
I have too. It's so good.
It really is. It's extremely brutal.
I sent it in general.
I shouldn't laugh, but it is. I mean, we can just talk about Invincible while I do this quiz.
We could
To help Viking at least get somewhat good on this one.
Oh no! Don't worry about it. I'm good with losing. Let's do it.
So, question one: Mark Grayson, Invincible, is half human and half what? Kryptonian, Viltrumite. French or Thraxan?
I say French. Unfortunately, the quiz does not agree with me.
Before joining the Guardians of the Globe, Robot was part of the Guardian Junior League, Defenders of Earth, Teen Team, or the Coalition of Heroes.
Teen Team.
I said the Coalition of Heroes. Unfortunate.
What is Adam Eve's real name? Jenna, Samantha, Kate, or Tanya?
Samantha. Oh, I guessed right!
True or false, Invincible number one came out before The Walking Dead number one?
True. Oh!
Yep.
His brother Oliver initially takes on the name Omni Boy, Kid Omni Man, Invincible Boy, or Oliver Never Gets Powers.
I like the idea of Kid Omni Man, and it's right. Okay. What an odd choice.
Who of the following is not an ally of Invincible? Battle Beast, Alan the Alien, Tech Jacket, or Conquest?
Not Tech Jacket.
What was Mark doing when he first got his powers? Getting picked on by a bully, taking out the trash, working out, or sleeping?
I guessed right.
Invincible number 118 had a special price. What was it?
25 cents.
$1.18? 25 cents or 5 cents?
I guessed free. That just seems more special.
It was the
price. What was Invincible's first non-preview cameo appearance? Tech Jacket number one, Savage Dragons number 98, Brit number two, or Noble Causes Family Secrets number three?
What are those?
Those are different comics. All comics. By the way, the answer to the one that we didn't answer was taking out the trash.
Yes.
I got 4 out of 9 right, and I guessed entirely.
I got 6 out of 10. I got 6 out of 9. I messed up a couple times.
Almost as well as 9 you. 9 out of 9. Randomly guessing.
Nice. The law of probability, everyone. If you don't know an answer, always pick A.
No. There's an even more scientific method for this. So whenever you're taking a multiple choice quiz, you have X number of answers, right? So you take your fingers and say you have 4 answers. You slam them against the table. Whichever one hurts the most is your answer.
I love it.
Apparently you tried this recently.
You should keep doing it and show us.
It worked so well. I did it for one of my quizzes in class, and it worked so well.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, my turn. Number two.
Yes.
All right, number two. Hopefully this one is a little more ubiquitous in knowledge. This one is
about horses.
This one is technically 12 books, but we're only going to be focusing on the first four. They are technically the most looked at and the most studied. These are
books. I should have just gone for the Bible.
These are considered.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Funny enough, these were written as a companion to the Bible. At least that was the point of them. When John Milton first decided to write Paradise Lost. And so what we're going to be looking at in Paradise Lost is we're going to be looking at the first four chapters. And I can summarize them pretty quickly, but I can go in depth because I actually know them almost verbatim. Some of my favorite literature. But what the first four chapters are is the first book is actually Milton inciting the great gods and fates of knowledge and angels to give him the direct knowledge of what actually happened, and then describing the battle in heaven, and then Satan's fall to hell, ending book one with him rising out of the lake of fire and getting all his fallen angels with him to rise with him. The end of book two, or book two starts with them building the great fortress of Pandemonium and then convening to decide what to do. And all the great demons of hell, of Moloch, Baal, all give what they should do, should rise up. Moloch says they should go back and attack God. Baal says they should scheme and maybe try to convert more to his side. And then Satan tells them about the earth. He knows about the earth. And then the third book, at the end of the second book, they all go with Satan's plan. So at the beginning of the third book, Satan breaks through the gates of hell, meeting his children's death and sin, and brings them with him to the earth, where he then goes and turns into a snake at the end of the third book, seeing Adam and Eve. The fourth book is the most interesting, which is why we're looking at the first four books. Those three books are considered the most powerful books because you have Satan using these powerful speeches and the creation of what was called, at first called, and now is called the anti-hero, because you're supposed to hate Satan, but his words are so seductive. But what the question spurs and what we're going to ask our two friends here is in the fourth book, we then go to a different perspective. We go to heaven. And there we see Jesus in his beautiful splendor and glory. And he's watching. And you realize the first three books has happened through the eyes of Jesus. And he's watching what's going on. So he knows about the convocation in hell. He knows about the demons getting together. And so he turns to God and asks, why are you letting this happen? Now I'm going to ask my two companions here, because I know they haven't read it.
Nope.
What do you think is God's reasoning for letting this happen? And I know the answer, so I can let you guys in at the end, but I want to hear you both, without having read it, now giving you the preamble. What is God's answer to Jesus in book four? Don't you dare fucking look it up. He wants them
to go.
Don't you dare fucking look it up. Sorry.
He wants them to go the way of the dinosaurs.
He says that it's all a part of his will and his plan for them to do it, and that they cannot do anything that he hasn't planned for.
Okay, but what's the plan? If that's true,
total annihilation.
Because he convinces Jesus at the end of book four. So what's the plan?
I don't know.
Well,
that's kind of the whole point, right? We can't know God's plan.
Extrapolate. Come on, get a little creative. You know the story. You know how the story goes.
I do not know the story.
It ends with Jesus being born on earth. So.
What? Okay.
I'm not kidding. That is how the story ends in Paradise Lost. Okay. Is Jesus is born on earth. And then the last book is he walks with Satan before he rises back to heaven. And talks with Satan for 3 days. But that's a whole other thing that we can talk. We don't have to talk about. We're talking about.
There is a fun debate. Where did Jesus go for the 3 days he was dead?
We could definitely talk about that. But first we're going to talk about this. Knowing that you know and I know that the crucifixion happens. And that's the end point that God is getting to. What does he tell Jesus that justifies him letting this happen?
That they can't possibly win, I would guess.
Okay. Can't possibly win. What about Greasy Boy?
Let me just check my glasses quickly here.
My glasses. I'm not going to consider wearing those.
I don't know if you're lying to me or looking up the actual synopsis of the book. Which is why I'm glad I picked Paradise Lost, because there's so many books.
Oh, that was the name. Thank you. I couldn't remember.
Oh, God, that's what I was waiting for. Damn it.
Let's see here.
You cheater. At least give me your unadulterated thoughts before you cheat, before you sour it by looking at
it. I already did.
God damn it.
I told you. I think that he wants them to go the way of the dinosaurs to make room for the new world.
Okay. Fair enough.
I didn't actually look it up, if that helps.
That helps. The answer is, and if you want, you can read it if you looked it up, but...
Mostly because paradise is hard to spell.
C-A-R-I-D-I-S-E? Not really.
The actual answer, which creates huge debate in the entire book, is the answer God gives Jesus, that Jesus accepts, is that man, although he created man perfect, man will never know true happiness living in a state of bliss.
That just sounds like the Matrix.
He let Satan take 1/3 of the host of heaven against him and let Satan rise from the pits so that he can send his son to show humanity true hope and redemption. That's what he tells him.
You know what else says that?
The Book of Mormon.
That's the point, right? That's why I was trying to egg it out of you. Like the answer's actually a lot easier, but it's really funny. Because basically Jesus is like, Dad, why don't we just like fucking kill him? Oh well, I need to send you to my planet to teach these people about hope and redemption by having you crucified. Oh, okay, Dad. Totally. Yeah.
All right. A little more complex than that, but
the real Bible.
But that's
the... Oh, no. What?
That's the joke.
Book of Mormon. Doctrine and Covenants and Pearl of a Great Price.
My mom has
the real Bible.
My mom has a Book of Mormon with her name on it. That being said, so yeah, that's it's a lot simpler than you think. It's literally what the whole reason he was sent to Earth. He basically uses that as a cop out. And so God, just in summation, God is seen as the hugest asshole in Paradise Lost. Where Jesus is literally like, but we could stop him now. No, son, you will be crucified.
All right.
Makes sense to me.
What?
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
All right. I think we have time for everyone to do one more, and then we can end it.
Perfect. I have a fun one. This one makes me happy, and we know that.
Do we actually know this one this time?
Yeah. At least one of you will, for sure. However, we can be assured that Sir Jeremy would not have known it, so.
Oh, done.
Because the answer would have been one?
No, because we debated it on Saturday, and he didn't know.
He doesn't know Avatar?
He didn't know what a Mashu was.
What?
Yeah.
Did you not hear that on Saturday?
Oh my god. I'm so glad that he... Well, I'm always so scared that people always talk about the shitty Avatar and not the good one. So
yeah. No blue people here.
No, so, I'm talking about Kiora.
Avatar but... the Last Airbender. Mean...
Oh, thank god.
What?
Ong.
Start quiz.
No, I hate you. Don't even say that.
In the introduction to every episode, Katara says everything changed when the Fire Nation attacked.
Or our father left for the war.
How much time did it
say? Or we saw Ba Sing Se.
The Fire Nation couldn't find him in Avatar blah 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 100 years. Next question.
You realize people listening to this cannot see this quiz, so therefore you kind of need to say things out loud, right? So how much time did Aang spend underwater where the Fire Nation armies couldn't find him, leaving the world without an avatar to guide it? 3 hours, 50 days, 100 years, or an indeterminate number of years?
It was 3 hours.
Six years.
Which element did Aang initially refuse to bend? Water, earth, air, or fire?
Fire.
Air.
Definitely air.
Why did Zuko
want to capture the avatar? To steal his power? To restore his honor? To persuade him to join the Fire Nation or to kill him personally?
When the team finds a buried library to discover that Sozin's comet would return, they are confronted by a spirit in the form of...
Beetle, giant owl, small lion, or giant mouse?
Giant mouse.
Who teaches Aang to earthbend? Toph Beifong, Bumi, Prince Wu, or Haru?
Prince Wu. The best character in Legend of Korra.
Names. How does Aang defeat Fire Lord Ozai? By dropping a boulder on his head? By burning him with firebending? By blocking his chakras to remove his bending? Or by sucking the air out of his lungs?
Last one would have been a better visual.
Agreed. Which of the following pairs is officially a couple at the end of the series? Toph and Sokka, Zuko and Ty Lee, Mei and Ty Lee, or Aang and Katara? They couldn't even go with Toph the hard one. Sokka. Which of the following pairs was not a couple? Aang and Katara, Mei and Zuko, Toph and the Duke, or Sokka and Suki?
Aang and Katara.
Sokka, the lovable buffoon who journeys with Aang and Katara, hails from where? The Fire Nation, the Northern Air Temple, the Southern Water Tribe, or a small Earth Kingdom village?
The Fire Nation.
What great weapon do Azula and the Fire Nation soldiers use in an attempt to break through Ba Sing Se's walls? An enormous drill, a fire catapult, they're bending alone, or a ramrod?
A giant drill.
Ramrod.
What was all the fuss about Sozin's comet? It would destroy the Earth Kingdom on impact. Its supernatural powers would bolster the Fire Nation. If Aang reached it, his powers would grow exponentially, or it would tear a hole between the natural and spiritual world.
It makes the Fire Nation super powerful.
During the first war with the Fire Nation, which group was wiped out? Water Tribe, Fire Nation, White Lotus, or Air Nomads?
The Air Nomads.
Fire Nation.
What becomes of Fire Lord Ozai and his daughter Azula? They're both sentenced to death. Ozai is imprisoned and Azula is committed. They're banished to life in an iceberg, or they're sent out to live their days in the spirit world.
They're both sentenced to death, obviously. It's a Nickelodeon show.
What substance besides pure water does Katara learn how to bend?
Blood.
Blood. Lava, trees, or mud?
All of them.
On Kyoshi Island, all the formidable warriors are what? Old men, young women, middle-aged men and women, or undead?
Young undead.
Who is the only member of Team Avatar whose parents are both alive? Aang, Katara, Zuko, or Toph? General Iroh seems happiest when he's doing what? Doing battle with dragons? Ordering around his nephew? Running a tea shop in Ba Sing Se, or meeting with members of the White Lotus?
ordering it around his nephew.
Definitely. It's kind of, I mean, he does that in all of these things. Which creature, known as the original Firebender, taught Aang and Zuko how to bend without using rage? A phoenix, a frog, a tiger, or a dragon?
Frog.
Definitely a frog, yeah. Ultimately, with whom does Prince Zuko side? Fire Lord Ozai, Azula, Avatar Aang, or no one? He leaves them all to their fates.
No one.
The ragtag team of child rebels that Jed assembled to wage guerrilla warfare against the Fire Nation soldiers is called what? Freedom Fighters, Treetop Tots, Rebellious Rangers, or Jets Jammers?
Or the Treetop, the Tots.
The Jetsons.
Freedom Fighters.
While visiting the Northern Water Tribe, Aang and friends save it from what? A giant spirit monster, a Fire Nation attack, a hurricane, or a pirate raid? Which of these characters is not an avatar? Kyoshi, Aang, Roku, or Katara?
Katara?
This is far too easy.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Should we give up on it? Oh, wait, nope. No, we haven't gotten to the King of Omashu yet.
There's so many questions.
We only have 16 more questions.
What is the name of the beach where Zuko, Mei, Azula, and Ty Lee face themselves? Ember Island, Lover's Cave, Roku Island, or it's unnamed? Okay, this is the last one. The King of Omashu, a city in the Earth Kingdom, is actually who? Aang's childhood friend, a Fire Nation sympathizer, a complete imposter, or a waterbender?
A waterbender.
Aang's childhood friend. All right, let's stop there. This one is really long.
Yeah, that's nuts.
At but least
people love this show way too much, is what that tells me.
I really like this show, actually.
You need to know every nuance of this show if you are going
These are
to
not the nuances of the show. All right, Greasy Boy, it's down to you. Our last quiz.
You guys are all familiar with Percy Jackson, right?
No.
Perfect. Well, we're looking at one of the spinoffs.
Isn't he like a right lightning right feet or something stupid?
We're looking at one of the spinoffs called Magnus Chase and the Gods of Asgard.
Fun.
The Magnus Chase.
That sounds really familiar.
Your husband has the books.
Does he?
Yeah.
That's why it sounds familiar. Okay. Oh, they're probably like right next to where you sit every time you're here, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He does have them.
So, how much do you guys know about Magnus Chase and the Gods of Asgard?
Nothing.
Question one. What book does Magnus die? One, two, three, or die?
One.
Two.
What chapter does he die in? 3, 7, 14, die?
Three.
Three. Oh.
How is he related to Percy Jackson? He is not. He is Annabeth Chase's cousin. He is his half-brother. They are both dead. Die?
They're both dead.
Oh my god. He's going to keep answering die.
15, 11, 16, or die?
Die.
11.
Where does he go?
Everyone.
Camp Half-Blood, Camp Jupiter, Hotel Valhalla, or die?
Die.
Camp Jupiter.
How does he die? He drowns, he eats bad steak, he gets hit in the stomach by a flaming ball of asphalt and falls into a freezing river. Die?
I love the contrast on that flaming and then freezing. That's my answer.
Who is Odin?
Mallory.
Mallory, TJ, act, or die?
Die.
I got one question right.
I got zero right.
That's actually like
a die for all of them.
Below average.
Huh. I got 100.
Good job. My other option was Harry Potter.
Ugh. I've never read those for good reason.
Oh, that could have been fun.
I mean, if we really want to, we could go through the 1984 quiz.
No, we're good on that.
He doesn't want to reveal it. He doesn't actually know it.
Oh, I just would rather not talk about 1984 and Fahrenheit 9/11.
Why?
Fahrenheit, it's not 9/11. What's the number? 351?
Yeah, that's right. Fahrenheit 351.
451? 451.
The temperature at which water completely evaporates, if I'm not mistaken.
It's theoretically the temperature at which paper ignites, but it's not necessarily real. 451.
And with that, I hope you all have a great night. I was C4 with the Viking. You were C4. What are you now? And Greasy Boy. And we are the Villains of the Villains Talk Show. Thank you so much for coming.
That the show is over. That's what he is.
Check with us next week.
Goodbye.
It was a magical time.
I don't know, light change. Weird. It's supposed to.